Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Alex Carson from the Minneapolis Mad Dads. This is Mad Dads Radio. This is the first segment. We're going to be talking about the Mad Dads and what we do out in the streets. I know a lot of people have questions, or they question about what we do. You know, we have people come up to VJ all the time talking about we see y'all everywhere. We see y'all on the north side, on the south side with the green truck and everything. And, you know, and it sounds, you know, it's great to be everywhere like that. We kind of have Minnesota think that we just, like, it's just a bunch of us, but it's only very, really a few of us. So I'm trying to have this little blog talk radio thing just to let people know what we're doing on a regular basis, letting people know what's coming up next with the Mad Dads and how we help people, how we go out in the streets. We've been on the streets for over 100,000 hours with outreach, just out helping the community. And just, you know, everything has just been great when we've been doing so. We have plenty of programs that Mad Dads do, one of being that we have a parenting class, a male responsibility program. People come in every Thursday night at 5 o'clock, and they come in, they learn about what it is to be a parent. They learn about how to be a parent, how to connect with their kids, how to communicate, and how to have a better responsibility, how to have a better relationship with the kids, you know, which is really essential when it comes to parenting, especially being a father. We have a lot of kids right now that's out there and they don't have fathers because, you know, some kind of situation has uprooted and, you know, they don't have that right kind of connection that one would with their mother. So we provided those classes for, you know, first-time fathers or fathers who just need to learn, you know, how to be fathers. So we have that. Mr. Jack Schroeder actually provides those. He actually teaches that class and, you know, help the brothers out with those things. And a lot of people think that Mad Dads just help men, and it's not just for men. And you don't have to be a father you don't have to be a father to be involved with the Mad Dads. A lot of people have that misconception, and that's just not the case. So we do help anybody. We help everybody. We help families. I guess is what we can say. We help families. It's not just for men or you know, fathers at that, but we help anyone who's in need. We do these outreach, and like I said before, we have over 100,000 hours out on the street doing community work, outreaching people who may be on drugs and they're trying to find some treatment, find a better life. They're trying to, you know, have a fresh start in their life because, you know, it's hard out there, especially when you don't know that there's better life out there. So what we do is we promote hope. VJ says all the time, you know, we are hope dealers, and I think that's real funny. I mean, and it's true, though. We promote hope. We don't sell it, but we promote hope. You know, hope is pure. So what we do is we're not out here being phony with it. We actually are hands-on with our help. So you might see the green truck rolling by on the south side or the north side somewhere. We bust out like the SWAT team and, you know, see some people out there hanging around, and we let everyone know we have resources, and we sign them up. And typically on a weekly basis, I will be doing the calls to those that we sign up in those referrals. So if you have any questions, you can always call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. So we have our transitional out-of-prison program. So there's a lot of people that might be coming out of prison and they want a fresh start. They want a brand new start, and they're trying to figure out how they can actually get back on their feet. So what we do is we meet up Tuesday evenings at 5 to 7 at the Center for Fathering. You know, and it's Mr. John Turnipseed is the director of this program. Actually, we moved those programs, just to let you know. We actually moved those every Tuesday meetings. We moved those to 4th and Lake Street, South Minneapolis at the Urban Ventures. And so a lot of times people just come there and they can get help directly from Mr. Turnipseed and Mr. V.J. Smith, president and founder of the Mad Dads. A lot of people know that Mad Dads is an acronym. Some people don't. But for those who know that it's an acronym, you may be wondering, what does Mad Dads stand for? So Mad Dads stands for Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder. Again, it stands for Men Against Destruction, M-A-D, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder, D-A-D-S. A lot of people is wondering, what is social disorders? Well, that can be anything to, like, fighting on the bus. You know, we're there making sure that it's peaceful everywhere that we go. We're making sure that you're not on the phone cursing at your, you know, grandparents or something on the bus while your kids are there listening to your conversation. You know, we might tell you to hush or anything like that. We make sure that people are comfortable as long as we're comfortable. As long as we're able to be riding on the bus, we should all feel comfortable. So, and speaking of the Peace Bus, well, that will be coming back real soon. We're going to be riding number fives and buses that typically have a lot of trouble. We're going to be riding those buses, making sure that it's safe, making sure people get home right, making sure that people don't get into any trouble or people not, you know, cursing on their cell phones, acting a fool, talk real reckless and, you know, getting disrespectful with the bus driver. We go on there, we make sure that none of it happens. So the Peace Bus is coming back real soon. I know a lot of people are happy with that. We also have the Family Time meeting. And Family Time, that's also every Tuesday, 5 o'clock, and it ends at 7. We serve food for people here, and we also have child care provided over there. People have kids, and they wonder, you know, I might need a babysitter, I can't make it, or, you know, they can't use that as an excuse because we have child care. So we take care, we watch the little ones while you find some help, while you get some help. You know, we make sure that there's no excuse, unless you have plans, obviously. But what we do is we provide anything that may be hindering you to getting the help that you need. We make sure that we try to cover those things. So I heard people say, well, I'm on a bus and I might not be able to make it back home. Well, we have bus tokens. So you can't use that as an excuse now. So now that we have these things, we want to help you. We want to make sure that everything is on the table, and we want to ask questions. How can we help you, and how can you help us? And you don't have to bring anything to the table but your situation. And all you have to do is just sit down and just ask, you know, how can I get out of the mess that I'm in? How can I get back on my feet? And we have answers for you. You know, so we make sure that, you know, we make sure that we help the best way we can. We also have job skills training, which is same location at 4th and Lake Street. That's at the Urban Ventures here in South Minneapolis. Mr. Stan Hill, he does the job skills training. He helps people build up their resume. He also helps people with job searching online. He's a great advisor. You can ask him anything for advice as far as searching and jobs, and he will help you. He's a very patient man. He's able to help. His program is awesome, and a lot of times people are increased. You know, their chances of job searching is increased by going through him. He certainly knows what he's doing. You know, so, you know, we just got a lot of things coming up pretty soon. Those are just some of our programs with Mad Dads. As you, some of you may know, V.J. Smith has a TV show, Street Talk. And that's every Thursday at 9 o'clock. And, so you definitely check that out. If you're listening now, if you have Comcast Cable, you live in Minneapolis, you can turn to Channel 17 and at 9 o'clock, and you can definitely check out V.J. Smith on the show. I'll turn on 8 o'clock just in case. I forgot when it starts, but but that's all right. That's all right. We also have our Monday morning staff meetings, which is, we just go over brief things and talk about what's coming up next and how we handle them. He reads excerpts from books from like John Maxwell, and you know, and it's very helpful. A lot of people can come in. It's not just for the staff, I believe, but those who may be volunteering can also join in on these meetings. And then there's the thing that we're most known for, which is our outreach. We have over 100,000 doing outreach. I mean, that is amazing. There's not too many companies who do such things, you know. And we make sure that we go out and we try to find that need that you may have. You know, we try to find the need and we try our best to neutralize the problem and to get you back on your feet. You know, so we have treatment programs. You know, we have father parenting programs and all those things. We have those things for you. So a lot of times people appreciate that. They come and they keep coming every Tuesday and we have those meetings, which is an awesome deal. So that's just a little bit about us. If you're listening right now to Mad Dash Radio, you can call in anytime at 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. You can catch Mad Dash on Facebook at facebook.com/MadDash or Minneapolis Mad Dash, excuse me. Again, facebook.com/MinneapolisMadDash. You can also you get a lot of updates and you know, going on with the Mad Dads on Facebook. Catch it. You can also listen to the stream right on Facebook. There will be a link on there later on tonight. So coming up on 31st, we also have a youth program called GRIP, which stands for the Get Real Youth Project. And what the Get Real Youth Project does is we teach about leadership, how to be leaders in our community, and how to become entrepreneurs in the future, how to become leaders in the future within this community. So the GRIP program, we do a lot of events. We go on a lot of trips, a lot of events, and we, you know, we just have fun, and not just have fun, but we also make sure it's a learning experience, and so that the kids, they can have an opportunity not just to have the fun, but they can also learn a thing or two about being leaders. But right now, I'm going to have you guys listen to the president and founder of Minneapolis Mad Dads, Mr. VJ Smith. How you doing, VJ?
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? It's really great to hear you on here, brother. You sound so good on Blog Radio, man. You're blogging them up, Joe. I like that in you, man. That's a great thing. Hey, Blog Radio listeners, it's just really great to be here. This is our first show. We're excited about it. I want to take you back. Let's take you back in time, back in the beginning, 1998, October the 3rd. What happened? How did this even start? Well, before there was a Minneapolis Mad Dads, it was a national Mad Dads. In Omaha, Nebraska, there was an opportunity for a man to go out. He loaded his gun up because somebody had carjacked his son, tried to kill him and rob him. Now, they did not kill him, and they did not find the robbers, but he loaded up his gun and drove around and couldn't find him. He said, "I'm a mad dad. I'm just mad. I'm angry as a father." And there was a gentleman that was a bishop now, but he was a minister, and he said, Mad Dad stands for an acronym. Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. And so that's what we're doing. We're fighting against drugs and social disorder. There's been over 60 chapters started all over the country, everywhere. And I'm excited to say I'm a part of the national movement now of helping to build chapters all over the country. And so when we started the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads, we noticed that on the streets there weren't enough fathers out there. Matter of fact, there weren't enough fathers for all the kids. There were many kids that had no dad at all. There was no male president. So in order to help, we felt we had to get out there and find the men. Yeah, it was hard. It was tough in the beginning because, you know, most of the time women really want to get out there and do the work. And we just said, women, just take a step back and let us men get off our rusty dusties and get out there and do something and get busy. And so that's what we've been doing. And so we knew that in order for us to do that, that we would have to get out there and be visible and be vigilant in the community. And there was only one way to do that, and that was to teach our men to stand up and step up to the plate. So that's what we've been doing since 1998, October 3rd. It's a beautiful thing, too. Matter of fact, I have been not been happier since I started Mad Dads. We have a lot of programs that are going on. And one of those programs is what Alex is talking about, the GRIP program. The GRIP program is a wonderful program that is designed to teach young people not only how to be entrepreneurs, but how to give back to the community. We feel like so many of our young people are not aware about how to give back. They watch the videos and they see the TVs and they see them. They listen to the music and they listen to their friends, and their friends say, let's be this, let's be that. We want to be thugs. We want to be all that. But really, God has placed us here for a real reason, to be something very valuable, very important, and very critical in our lives. And so that's why we wanted to get out there with GRIP, our youth component to Mad Dads, and Alex is really working with young people to give impact and make an impression on our young people. Now, I feel good about that. You know, when I see a young man that, you know, is standing up for what's right and standing up for the right things and able to say to his parents and to the school and to the community that I believe that what is right, and I'm going to do that for the rest of my life, I get excited about that. And not only do I get excited, but I get motivated to continue to teach others and show others what they should do. I know one thing for sure. You know, there's a shortage of men and young men that want to do the right thing. And so we have to teach our men and our young men to continue to be positive and continue to be active in our community. Well, you know, blog radio, I see, is a wonderful thing. And when you're on blog radio, you know, you don't know who's listening or who's there, but I'm waiting on somebody to come on. And I know one day we'll have people on, because we're going to promote it. You're going to let people know. And so if you want to go to our website, it's www.MinneapolisMadDads.com. .org. Sorry about that. www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. And spell Minneapolis out all the way, and you'll get there. When you talk about our programs and what we do, one of the programs I want to talk about, or talk to one of our people that we care about in our community of Mad Dads, is Sharika. Sharika works in our mom's division, and she helps the mothers get out there. And so, women, if you're out there listening, this is an opportunity for you to get involved with Mad Dads. You know, women take over the world anyway. The world is run by women. And so Sharika is going to tell you just a little bit about what Mad Dads and the Moms Division is doing and how you can be a part of that.
Hello, Black Radio. This is Sharika speaking, and I am here to talk to you a little bit in regards to the Mothers Divisions, the Moms Divisions of Mad Dads. What we do is we support the men in our community. We get out there, we speak to the young women in the community, we speak to the young girls in the community. We support the men in all areas, whether it's helping with feeding the food, part of the food aspect of an event, and things of that nature. We are a big part of the Mad Dads organization, and we are very strong in this organization. We look forward to getting some recruiting some new women to be a part of the Mad Dads Moms Division. So please contact us on the blog radio, contact us on Facebook, contact us on our website. Just get in contact with us, and we'll sit you down and talk to you a little bit more in detail about what's going on here and get you started with the Moms Division with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. Here's CJ.
You know, it's wonderful. We just happen to be live here, and we have the chair of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads here with us right now, Mr. John Turnipseed. And John, this is our premier blog radio, sir. You're live right here. We're blogging, and, man, it's off the chain. You know how we do it. That's how we roll. We come in like that. You know, that's how we roll, dog, me and you. You know, that's how it goes. So I want you to just talk to folks. Tell them a little bit about yourself and what you're doing in your relationship with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads.
Well, this is totally new technology to me. I thought you guys were just in the back room having a, you know, a meeting and stuff. Then I remembered that you were going to do this live internet thing, man. You know, I'm from the old 45. You just put on the thing and have a microphone and, you know, do it. But we are, Mad Dads is one of the premier organizations in this town. And so we have to keep going out to different mediums to reach the young people that are out there. So this internet radio thing is going to, I think it's really going to be something good, you know, because I'm going to tune it in. I'm going to try to tune it in when I go to my computer, you understand, because I know I know how to do that part. But my part with Urban Ventures is to, I'm one of the old heads. I'm older than VJ, so by about a month, two, three, something like that. But I'm one of the old heads, you know, and I've been around a while. Me and VJ are best friends, so we bounce things off each other, and I help him, and he helps the organization I work for, because we're all in this together. It ain't all about that other stuff. We're all in this together. So, if you know, I don't change tires or nothing like that. But if my dad needs me to do something, I'll do it. You know, I'll come out there. You know, I'm going to have a suit on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully it's suit orientated. But I love working with the spirit of Mad Dad, all the Mad Dad guys and young ladies around here. We get along, you know. It's a family. It's an atmosphere. You know, a lot of organizations won't experience this. But come on down, you know, come on down, see what we're doing. If you see the Peace Bus out there, the mobile outreach unit. Y'all know what it is. It's green. It's got VJ on it. He be hollering. Holler back. We'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks a lot. That's John Turner Sweet, and we're Blog Radio Live with Minneapolis Chapter Mad Dads. I am here with Alex and Sharika and myself. I'm the president of Minneapolis Chapter Mad Dads, and I feel like, you know, this is really a time where we can celebrate. Celebrate the fact that even though there's homicides, there's somebody out here fighting it. Celebrate the fact that even though children are dying out in the street, there's so many children that are graduating from college, that are going to trade school, that are learning to be positive and going in the right direction. Celebrate the fact that, you know, we may be losing some things, but we're winning so many more other things. And so we're celebrating. We're always celebrating at Mad Dads. Matter of fact, Mary Branch, a woman that was shot in the chin, we're going to be having an event for her coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow we got a Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Good. It gives me another day to work on it. So coming up Thursday at Golden Valley Road in Penn, we're going to celebrate the fact that she did not die, that she did live, and that violence will not continue to plague our community, and we're going to do something about it. And we're going to do something about it right now. And we're just taking a stand. Taking a stand means so much to us, and we're going to continue to do it. I have seen so many individuals in our community scared to take a stand, scared to do something, scared to do the right thing. But we're going to do the right thing right now, and we're going to continue to be motivated and excited about what we're doing in the community. Now, Alex, I want you to talk a little bit more about the youth and what we're doing.
Okay, so with the youth, you know, to prevent more of, you know, this generational curse we have, with the youth, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get engaged with them in many different ways possible. So we have a member of the outreach squad, Gil Baggett. He's working with kids at a school, and he's, you know, trying to understand and talk with them and to, you know, get down to the root of why they're so angry or upset with their parents. And so one thing that he's done is him and Gary Boatwright and others, they went to Valley Fair with the kids. And those kids told them that they've been in Minnesota all their lives, never went to Valley Fair. So I see we have a caller on the line. Caller, you with Alex on Blog Talk Radio. Who's this? Okay, sorry about that. If you're trying to call back, go ahead and call back. I think I clicked you off on accident. Apologize for that, but go ahead and try to call back. Number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, it's 1-347-215-9262. I think I had clicked you off on accident. The computer lapsed on me or whatever. So one thing that the kids are doing. They're trying to get involved with the youth program, and definitely if you guys are out there and you're leaders in the streets, definitely get involved with the youth program. This is Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dash Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Leroy. I'm just checking you out, man. I noticed that you are doing a great job over there, man. I love Mad Dash. Mad Dash is really a great program. Matter of fact, when my son got shot, Mad Dad showed up down there, man. It didn't nobody else want to be bothered. But y'all, I love y'all, man.
Thank you very much. What did you say your name was?
Leroy Peterson.
All right, Leroy. I do appreciate you calling in, letting us know that you love us. You know, we love you too. Sorry to hear about your son. But, you know, we have these things all the time, and what one thing that we're trying to do is we're not trying to have so many vigils for deaths. You know, one thing we want to stress on is if we're going to have a community gathering, we want to gather for a positive reason. We want to gather simply maybe because we're celebrating, you know what I mean? You know, those out there who, if we have done this with you, have a vigil out there, that's one thing that we do. We have those, we have vigils for families who might have lost a loved one. You know, it's a tragic situation. We just actually did a funeral for Anthony Titus not too long ago. And the homegoing was a wonderful service despite some things that went off. But, you know, we're having these things way too often, and we're not trying to have them often anymore. We want to celebrate the youth in a positive direction. You agree with me, Leroy?
I sure do agree with you. I think the thing that I need to know is that if we can change this community, I want to be a part of it. You tell me how I sign up. You tell me where I need to go. You tell me where I need to be. I'm going to be the man that stands up in this community. I swear to God, I swear on my first grade, I'm going to do everything I can to fight against crime and violence. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these babies killing each other.
I definitely feel you. Well, one thing you can do is you can definitely call us. We have our office number is 612-822-0802. Now, I understand if you're listening and you're in another state, it probably won't be too active if you are somewhere, let's say, in California. But if you are here in the Minneapolis area, you can go ahead and you can call office number 612-822-0802, and you can talk to VJ Smith himself, or you can come to our Tuesday night meetings, again, that I mentioned before. That's every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We're located on 4th and Lake Street at the Urban Ventures Building, and you can meet up with VJ Smith, John Turnipseed, right there personally, and you can sit there and you can talk about what's going on, and we can all figure out how can we handle the situation, how can we fix the problems that we have together. You can also schedule a time and day when you can come in to our headquarters and you can volunteer with us. Again, the best way to volunteer is you can go ahead and call, or you can show up to our Tuesday night meetings. You can do these things, or you can contact Mad Dads on Facebook, which is facebook.com/MinneapolisMadDads, and you can talk to and you can leave a message with us, and we can definitely we'll respond, and we'll let you know what we can do together.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You know, my question is, what do we do? You know, I got a couple of kids that really they want to get in the gang really bad. And I know you're a young person. I was listening to you early. How do I get these kids to not want to be a part of gang? I'm too old. I don't know all them signs and stuff. But I need to get them out of the gang.
Right. Well, actually, Leroy, I'm going to answer that question. We have another call online. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who's this?
My name is Ann.
How's it going, Ann?
So far, so good.
That's great. You wanted to talk with us a little bit?
Yeah, well, I know I see you guys around town quite a bit. You're very active, actually. And I was just wanting to know, how can we find out where you guys are going to be and you know, how we can get our children more involved, what you have that's going on that's for kids, so that we can keep them more active positively in our neighborhoods and communities?
Well, one thing is if you can continue listening on the show, you will definitely have our weekly schedule. We speak about our weekly schedule. Today is the 13th. Tomorrow we're actually going to be doing an outreach where you might find us on a few areas here in Minneapolis. But one thing that we do for the kids is we have our youth program called GRIP. And the GRIP stands for the Get Real Youth Project, GRYP.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're
going to be – yep. We're going to be having a meeting on the 16th at the YMCA that's located on Broadway, right on the north side of Minneapolis. You familiar with that area?
Definitely.
All right. So we're going to be having a meeting there. And we what we try to do is we try to get the youth engaged with a lot of events and activities that we do. And it's a program about leadership. We teach them leadership, how to be leaders in our community, and how to teach the leadership onto the, you know, the upcoming generation that's after them, you know.
Mhm.
So that's
and
one
what time is that meeting?
That will be at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. And also on the 31st, we're going to be having a lock-in at the YMCA. That will start at 7 p.m. to 7 in the morning. So it's like a sleepover type deal.
Okay. And is that for any youth, or is there certain ages that you're doing?
Well, for my youth program, you have to be the age of 8 to 18. But for the lock-in, I believe so, it's the same age, 8 to 18. Actually, it's 13. 13.
Well, that's great. 19. That means my son gets to come to that. I like that.
That's right. That's right. Do you have any children, Ann?
Yes, I do. I have a 10-year-old girl.
All right. She can definitely join the youth program. Leroy, you say you have a son.
Yeah, I got a son, and you got a 10-year-old girl. I got an 11-year-old boy. Maybe we can get them together and have a little fun.
Yeah, you know, some of our guests here, is, you know, they're not all on the same accord. But, yes, the youth program, we all could be together. So.
You know, it wouldn't be like the Brady Bunch, but, you know, we're going to have a good time. Non-violent, you know, all that stuff. Hey, you know what? I just want to say you guys are great. Ann, thanks for calling. You're cool. I love what you had to say.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that you guys got this program going on.
Yeah, definitely.
So that we can find out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we got many more things going on. You know, were you listening when we talked about the many other programs we have?
I caught you kind of towards the end there.
Oh, okay. No problem. So, yeah, we also have a Tuesday night meeting that's going on. We have every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. It ends at 7. And we're located on 4th and Lake Street, which is in South Minneapolis. And that's going to be inside the Urban Ventures Building. And I would love to have you show up tonight. Again, it's at 5 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. Well, I have to go, but I will keep listening to find out more information. And you guys just keep going at it, because it's making a difference.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what? We're going to keep going at it. You know, we see the difference. Thank you so much, Ann.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right. If any of you guys were inspired and you heard what Miss Ann had to say, and you want more questions, if you want more details with the youth program or any other programs that we provide with Mad Dads, you can call in on Blog Talk Radio, which is at 1-347-215-9262. Again, it's 1-347-215-9262. And, we couldn't do this by ourselves. Mad Dads, we can't do this work here by ourselves. You know, we're a very strong unit by ourselves, but we wouldn't be nothing without our partners at the Urban Ventures. We wouldn't be nothing without our partners at Jordan New Life and Shiloh Temple and the National Ministries. You know, those people there, they help us quite a deal. There's a lot of things that they do for the community out there too. They provide food and clothing for the homeless, academic assistance for the youth out there, community involvement opportunities for the juvenile offenders. You know, so we make sure that we get them out there and to do something positive, to let people know that, look, this one-time mistake does not make me, or it does not shape my identity. You know, we still have those things for those kids out there. Also, I wanted to mention that for the youth program, we also have service days where we do clean up the community and things like that, walk around, pick up trash and things like that. So also, we have a lot of people come to us who may be looking for employment. We typically have them to come every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday between the hours of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They can come to Fourth and Lake Street at the Urban Ventures, and they can talk to Mr. Stan Hill, and he'll be able to help with job searching and skill building, resume building, and things of that nature to help you with your job searching. Also, we have a lot of people who need help with housing. So we have a partner with that, one in particular, a lady by the name of Miss Linda Sweet. Miss Sweet is she's an evangelist. She definitely can help people. She has a crisis line. You can meet her if you want to attend to our Tuesday night meeting. That's at 5 tonight. If you can meet her personally, she can give you a card and talk to you about, you know, the process as far as helping you out, getting the whole process in with housing and all that stuff. So also Jordan New Life, they help with housing too. And if you want to get in touch with Jordan New Life, you can contact them at 612-522-0942. And they're located on 1922 25th Avenue North, Minneapolis. And you can reach them on their website at www.jnlhub.org. So it's jnlhub.org, JordanNewLifeHub.org, and you can call them or you can call them or visit them and ask for help. They help with housing and employment. They also have support groups and youth activities there. Because one thing we're trying to do here is we're trying to reduce the violence. We just had two more homicides just a few nights ago. And Minneapolis, we have that ugly reputation with murder. You know, we have all kind of nicknames, you know, Murderapolis being one of them. They have this misconception about us being a very wealthy city, and I don't see that being true at all, being that our politicians don't have any money for our community, especially for the youth out here. They call us Moneyapolis, but I don't see any evidence of that. Of those kind of sources, we don't have a lot of things for our youth, or a lot of things for you know, a lot of programs for people out here who's struggling, you know, or too many other resources. So Mad Dads, we work hard, and again, I mentioned we can't do it without our partners at Shiloh Temple and Jordan New Life, and our many supporters that help us out. So definitely, if you want to be involved, you can definitely get in contact with us. With our phone number. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 612-455-4632. And definitely. Also we have another caller online. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Paul Peterson.
How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I was just listening to you talking about Mad Dad. Where are you located? And tell me a little bit about how we get there and is there any support groups.
Where we're located? We're located on 4th and Lake Street on that same strip there. But we'll be we have our Mad Dad's address. We have our own we're on actually 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis. So we're on the same strip, but the opposite side, 3041 4th Avenue, South Minneapolis.
And the support group?
For the support group?
Uh-huh.
That will be on...
Do you have support group?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Tell me a little bit about
them. Support group is where a lot of people come by, and they can get a lot of things off their chest. They can vent. They can express what's going on right now in their life, and, you know, and they can ask for help. They also get connected with people who have access to resources that they may need. You know, I was mentioning earlier that some people that come in, they might be looking for housing, and they can come to the support group. Not only can they express what's going on to what's going on in their life, but they can also say, "I need housing. I need help." And we have a lady by the name of Linda Sweet. She's there. She has a crisis line. She also helps a lot of women find housing. You know, it's a process. It's not as easy as it sounds, but it is a process. And typically, those who are willing to be patient and help Linda help themselves, they find housing. So it's just great to come to these meetings because, you know, that's the best way you can come in contact with our president and founder, Vijay Smith, and John Turnipseed, where you can talk to them personally and explain your situation. That way,
can I bring
they can
my kids?
Can. Say it again,
can
sir?
I bring my kids? Can I bring my kids?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have child care. Child care is definitely provided. There's a lady, I forget her name. She's there. There's a lady that she take care of the children there. If you bring kids, there is like a child care. There's like a little room that they go to, and she, Miss Priscilla, I believe, she take care of the children there. So if you don't have babysitter, don't worry about it. We have a babysitter here. You know, so you wouldn't have to worry about finding and scrambling around for a few hours, you know, somebody to watch the kids, because we have child care provided here. We also serve dinner here. You know, a lot of people, they come in and they probably haven't ate anything all day. And so it's good for them to know that they can come in and they can be fed and they can have some good, you know, good food and, you know, get some help. And, you know, it's a wonderful experience, a wonderful, wonderful place. We have another call online. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Who's this?
This is Gil back with Minneapolis Mad Dads.
How's it going, Gil?
Hey, man, it's going real good, man. I turned on, man, and tuned in and heard on the radio, man. I'm like, hey, this is all right what y'all doing, man. This is what's really, I'm glad y'all doing it like this, man.
Yeah,
hey,
definitely,
Gil. Thanks, Gil. Yeah, this is a huge thing. And when I heard you guys were on blog radio, I just knew it was an opportunity for me to get connected. I just looked on my internet and it says Mad Dads is getting popular and you can increase the numbers of people that listen to the show. I just got that message
right
over the blogradio.com.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. And this is just one of the many ways we're trying to reach out to the masses and let them know that we're actually doing something. You wouldn't believe we have – would you believe that we have so many haters out there, Gil?
You know, I understand, you know what I'm saying? Anytime, you know, that you are moving in a positive, you can always have those in the neighborhoods and stuff that's going to lay up and want to keep things the way they are, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to always have that negative factor out there that's going to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and try to stand in the way of progress. But, hey, man, we roll over our haters, man. Our haters just make us great, like VJ say, man.
All right.
They sure do it, you know, and that's one thing I agree with. You know, people can hate all they want, but, you know, love conquers all. And, you know, you don't think about that when you're out in the street and out on the block and terrorizing the neighborhood, terrorizing the community. You don't know that love conquers all that. And we put love out there in the place of all that hate. We are doing exactly what we're supposed to do. So, Gil, you know, I've seen you out in the streets. I've seen you operate. Matter of fact, I've seen you work with the kids in the schools. I know that you put your heart into it, and I'm so proud of you, Gil. I remember, man, you know, that back in the day you weren't such a nice person, but you're a wonderful person now, and I'm just really proud to say that I know about you, and I've seen you out there. Keep doing the good work, Gil.
Definitely. I'm gonna continue to do the good work. And I just wanna let Ben know, man, for taking this up to another plateau, man, you know, because like this is, we need for people to be able to let Ben and directly talk to us. And this is the best
thing
y'all doing.
That's right,
so,
definitely.
I wanted to ask Gil, could you tell us because a lot of these gang members out here, man, they don't really know the truth. Could you share a little bit about why it's not a good thing for your kids to be in a gang?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Well, you know, having been in the gang myself, you know, for over 35 years I was in the gang. And the reason I'm so opposed to our kids being in gangs right now is because gangs are nothing more than just pimps, you know. They take our children and stuff, and they take all their energy, they take their creativity and stuff, and they take all their youth, and they put it toward profits for their own pockets, you know.
That's
like once our kids go to jail and stuff like that, they go to these youth centers and things like that, gangs don't support our kids and stuff, This is more money that we have to take out of our families and stuff to let people provide the things that our kids need while they're in jail. So when they do come out of jail and stuff, what the gang do? The gang don't do nothing but congratulate them and stuff, because now they know they some send-off kids. And they
continue
to send them off for the rest of their lives.
Right. We also have another caller online. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Who's this?
Yes, how you doing? This is Damon Rouse. I'm calling because I heard Mad Dash was on the radio.
How's it going, Damien?
Hey, how are you doing? So I see everything is going up, so I'm just trying to make sure that the kids know about the lock-in at the YMCA, the 31st at 7 o'clock.
They definitely, if they didn't know, they definitely know now. I had mentioned that earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Damien Ross. He's another Mad Dads member. We mentioned that earlier, but just in case you missed it, those who just might be tuning in, we're going to be having a lock-in on the 31st at the YMCA on Broadway. You might see it next to Shiloh Temple and PYC School. Gil here was telling us about truth about gang members and how it's not cool being gang. Gangs have nothing for you. They don't have the love that a parent or they don't have the love that people actually care for you do. Would you agree with that, Mr. Ross?
Oh, yes, it is. See, one thing's about gangs. Gangs prey on people that that really have nothing to do, no place to go, that don't have a focus in life, you know. So they are being, some of the kids are being misinformed by misinformed people. And that's why places like the YMCA and Mad Dads and Urban Venture is here where the kids can have an outlet and where they can expose their life to something positive today.
Right. Definitely, definitely. You know, and that's one of them things I guess I pondered with when I was stuck between that role, was I was going to join a gang or was I going to be in that same kind of, you know, lifestyle. And I chose I wasn't because I already had a family. I had, you know, I had people who loved me. I didn't see the point of doing so. But it's one thing I'm noticing, Gil and Damien. I'm starting to notice that there's a lot of youth out there who may have these things and have perfect, I mean, and now, you know, we're not perfect, but might have perfect people for parents, and they might have people to take care of them, love them to death, and they still join the game. You know, I believe it's definitely starting to become like a pop culture situation to where it's almost a norm to be in gangs, and that's a sad case, you know.
But you know what? But that's the whole thing about it, though, and that's where we come back to about the kids being misinformed by misinformed people. Just like the stigmatization that's on the north side, that the north side is bad, but that is a lie. You know, just like right now, I'm up at the park right now, the YMCA. The park from 12 to 3 o'clock is free for anybody that want to come. We have a park full of people right now that's having a lot of fun on the north side. So it's a lot of things for our kids to do. We just have to get them involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, we're out here, we're trying to promote to the youth as a mad dad. We out here and we're trying to tell the youth that there's so much more out there than gang life. There's so much more than death. And it's almost like they want to, it's almost like figuratively they want to sign their death certificate in the early stage. And that's just not early. I mean, that's just not good to be doing that to yourself that early. You know, we should be signing a death certificate by joining gangs and joining the thug life or whatever. We should be out experiencing our youth. We should be out experiencing fun, excitement. You know what I mean? You know, the things that just out there that kids are supposed to be doing. But we're growing up too fast and dying too fast. We have another call online. This is Matt.
Okay.
Radio. Who's this?
Yeah. This is Pedro, man. Man, now let me tell you something. I've been seeing them guys on the street. Matter of fact, there's one guy wear an umbrella hat all the time. I see him everywhere, man. Big dude. They call him Big Man. They call him, and he always talk about, hear what he do, man. Every time you see him, he always talk about a forest fire. I said, man, what is he talking about? How does he connect that with crime and violence when he always talking about starting a fire? Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I just don't get that, man. But if you ever see him, would you ask him, how does that relate to the violence and the crime in our community? Because only you remember. Now, he wants you to remember, too. Every time you see him, you got to remember that only you can prevent. And we ain't even in the forest, bro. We right up here on Lake Street. In Chicago, and there ain't no bushes, ain't even no grass, man. I mean, ain't nothing to burn but a building. But the brother's always talking about a forest fire. So if you ever see him, he's a mad dad. He does a lot of good work. But I just don't get the forest fire thing. Why don't they ship him out to Camp Coolawoga? because he evidently wants to burn something down. So would y'all send him out there? Because I don't get it, man. I'm going to hang up and let y'all talk about this for a minute.
thank you, sir.
Oh, man.
We don't want that much. Hey, this is Damon. I'm signing off because I'm up at the water park. Tell the kids that, like I say, from 12 to 3, the water park is free. Mad Dad is in the hood. And thank you. And I just want to say this. Remember, only you could prevent forest fires.
Thanks, Damien. Gil, I see you're still online. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's still going beautiful for me, man. You know, like I'm out here, man, in Brooklyn Center. And I just want to let people, you know what I'm saying, to give a shout-out to Brooklyn Center and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to let the guys know that, hey, Mad Dads has still got them in our prayers and stuff. We're still holding them up, man, to the throne, man, that we have an abandoned Brooklyn Center, you know what I'm saying, that we're, you know, that we're in the process of trying to get back here to Brooklyn Center to start us a program out here and stuff so these kids can lay up here and vocalize whatever it is that's on their minds, man, you're saying, that's on their hearts, you know. Because I really think, man, I'm saying that we need to lay up here and let these kids vocalize what they think the problem is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, we're running across and these kids are saying they don't want us preaching at them, you know? So, like,
right.
With Mad Dash, you know what I'm saying? You know, we don't preach at people, you know what I'm saying? We try to lay up here and interchange and interact with people, you know? So we want to lay up and let these kids know that we got a group called GRIP. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's designed directly for them. You know what I'm saying? That they're the ones that are the focal points of that organization and stuff, you know?
Exactly.
Where they can come out and they can share what their feelings are. They can share what their concerns are. And that we want to lay up here and be responsive to them, you know? And,
right.
Like, again, I just want to give a big shout out to Brooklyn Center and let them know that, hey, man, we haven't forgot them. We haven't forgot abandoned Brooklyn Center and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that we're going to continue to hold them up in our prayers.
Definitely. I'll definitely, you know, I back you on that one. Definitely, we got Brooklyn Center in our prayers. You know, that's my home over there, you know. So we definitely do have you, Brooklyn Center, you know, in our prayers, letting you know that we our services is open for you. But thank you so much, Gil. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Gil Baggett from, he's one of the outreach members for the Minneapolis Mad Dads. And keep doing the good work you do, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, man, Sam. And God bless y'all for having the man of the strength and the courage to get on there, man, Sam, and face the public, man, one-on-one, and let those haters lay up here, you know what I'm saying, let the people lay up and decide whether or not the Mad Dad's a fit or a hindrance to this community.
Definitely. All right, man. God bless you, too.
All right.
All right. So, you know, I know you guys noticed that, you know, we talked about haters and all that stuff. We're not doing this for haters, to be perfectly clear. We're doing this for our supporters, for people who support us, and for some people who don't know us. We out here, we're trying to promote our information and our services out there. So we're going to be on here every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 2, and we're going to be talking about what's coming up next, and we're gonna also have different topics to talk about. And I want you guys to be open-minded with any questions that you have for the Minneapolis Mad Dads. For the most part, I'll be hosting, but there will be different hosting. Ms. Sharika Williams will be hosting a few episodes for a whole hour by herself. And BJ Smith, our president and founder. We have another caller online. This is Mad Dads Radio. Caller, who's this?
Donna.
How's it going, Donna?
Good.
All right.
I'm wondering, when is the youth conference?
The youth conference? Let's see. That is August 21st.
Am I going to be on the radio?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. You are on right now, live. This is,
I just want to shout out to all the Mad Dads and all the good work they do for the community.
Thank you so much, Donna. I would like to thank
you. And I want everybody to come out to the youth conference on August 21st.
Okay. All right, definitely. You guys hear her. She says come to the youth conference August 31st. Donna, August 21st. Donna, for those who don't know where the youth conference will be, and for those who don't know what's your role with the Mad Dads, you want to explain a little bit?
The youth conference is going to be held at 3019 4th Avenue South.
3019 4th Avenue South. And Donna,
we're going to have some awesome speakers and a lot of events going on that day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Will you be speaking for us, Donna?
No, we'll have other speakers there. I won't be speaking.
Oh, okay.
Christina Jackson will be holding an economic workshop, and
yeah,
she'll be explaining how we can make more money in the community.
Definitely, definitely, because, you know, Lord knows we need that. You know, I was just talking about earlier, you know, about, you know, we have all these nicknames, and, you know, it seemed like the negative nickname is the only one that's evident, you know, so... But yeah, definitely. We're gonna definitely come to the conference there, and we're gonna listen to the speakers and shine some light on us, and we're gonna have a good time. So August 21st, and where is it again, Donna?
3019 4th Avenue South. That's Urban.
3019 4th Avenue South, Brooklyn Park.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much, Donna.
All right, y'all take care.
All right, now, God bless. So we have 4 minutes left remaining. If you want to call in and you know, say last words to, you know, about what we do, or if you have any last minute questions, that's all right. But until then, I'm just going to go ahead, and I want to wrap it up, let you guys know that what I was saying before, you know, we're not out here to do this for haters or any kind of negative exposure. What we're doing is we're letting people know that we're out here for them. We're out here for people who need the help. We're out here for the people who support us. You know, we can go on and on all day about haters, but we wouldn't be getting anywhere if we lost our focus. We're here and we're focused on people who know us, who needs us, and who loves us. And for those who don't need any of that or who don't fit the category, then they can be there and they can watch, you know, outside their bubble, their hate zone, I like to call it, and they can be there. But we will even extend our love to them. And we can, you know, love them the way we love people who love us. And, you know, there's a lot of negative things that come to us, but, you know, there's nothing that can be proven to say that Mad Dads are doing wrong or Mad Dads are not doing what they're supposed to do as far as helping the community. So if you want to be involved, if you want to get into it with the Mad Dads, if you want to be a partner with the Mad Dads, you can call our Mad Dads office at 612-455-4632. And you can definitely talk to VJ Smith himself, who's on here a few times as different characters, if you didn't figure that out by now. But you can definitely get in contact with us. And if you want to get involved, definitely give us a call. Our number is 612-455-4632. Also, give us a call on Blog Talk Radio at 1-347-215-9262. In which case, we'll jot down your number and get some information for you. We have another call on the line. Caller, who's this? It's Mad Dads Radio.
Hey, Alex, this is VJ Smith from Minneapolis Chapter Mad Dads. Just want to say a couple of words as we close out. Thank you very much for everybody that's called in and tuned in. We really appreciate you. Remember to go to www.minneapolismaddads.org to check us out. And check out brothers like Alex. Alex, let me just share something with you. Good thing happened.
Okay.
Aisha Crawford, she called, and she said, you know, that she heard us on Blog Radio and that she wants to come back and be outreach. And so I'm giving her a number. She says she loves Mad Dads, and she can't wait to get back on the streets with us and to get back out there doing stuff. She wants to change the hearts, the minds, and the souls of young people. So God bless you. 612-822-0802. That's our number. Get in touch with us. Tune in with us. Minneapolis Mad Dads on Facebook and, you know, on MySpace. Check us out. God bless.
All right. Thank you so much, BJ, and that's a wonderful news right there. Aisha Crawford, we'll definitely get in contact with you. So definitely, I want you guys to tune in next week. I know you guys heard the little automatic voice telling how much time I got left, but that's all right. Tune in next week. 60 Seconds. Tune in next week at blogtalkradio.com/maddads. We're going to be on air at 1 o'clock to 2. We're going to have a different topic every week. Next topic, we're going to talk about the gang violence and youth violence that's been going on in Minneapolis. And we're going to hear a little bit more from Ms. Sharika Williams. She'll talk for a little bit. And we thank you guys, and God bless you.
What?